What a fucking night. Damn. Okay, so this is probably gonna be the toughest part of the whole fucking night. Trying to figure out where the fuck is it? 5 o'clock is right
I've actually been thinking about this. Okay.
Indonesia.
No, Czechoslovakia. 100% sure. It's 5 o'clock in the Czech Republic.
Just right, please now. Check his facts.
This nigga might be as good as like the ESPN like analyst that's spitting out random facts. Like, he'll tell me when I'm wrong real quick. What's that little website that used to, like, you could send?
Wikipedia.
Pornhub. Czech. You said Czech. It's not here.
It's not here in the Czech. It's 9 a.m. in the Czech.
Hey, do y'all know what post-nut clarity is?
Nah, go ahead and give me a definition.
My life full of post nut clarity.
Post nut clarity is when like you bust a nut and then you're able to like see things full circle right after that.
I can see clearly now.
You talking about like Lance, you know?
Oh God! Hey, congratulations to my boy Lance, man, on his bundle of joy.
My time, shit.
Yeah, he about 45. So
I was ticking. Congratulations, boy.
Yeah.
Congrats, bro.
Baby Burning. Okay.
Now that you're having a kid, Lance, it's Lance now, not Burning anymore. Okay? Okay.
We'll make sure you get that message.
So, 5 o'clock. Where is it 5 o'clock at?
Nigga.
You said the check.
I was close.
No.
I was close. It gotta be like Korea or some shit.
It's gotta be, you know what? It's 5 o'clock. Never mind.
5 o'clock in the bitch.
look it up though, Korea. Look it up.
Korea?
Yeah.
North or Sa?
Sa.
The Sa? What the L?
Hey, shout out to Kim Jong-un.
in the words of his mans, we don't fuck with that minty shit.
Shout out to that nigga, man. Like, he closed shit down over there. Good dude.
Who? Yeah, King Kong and Hitler. You about to get? We talking about getting canceled? That's it. That's it. That is it.
It's always like,
you see Donald Trump now. Always. Get your win.
Hey,
you
getting citizenship now?
Yeah, you talking crazy? Yeah. Real shit though. It's 5 o'clock in South Korea, bro.
Bam! For real.
There you go. I told you.
Well, good shit.
South Korea. Osan. Shout out to Osan. Hey, but look. So, first topic tonight. Confessions. We talking about the NFL.
Oh, bro.
We talking about the NFL and player concussions. You know, the NFL season is coming up. Do you all think that there will be significant changes in NFL rules due to concussions?
I'm going to start with this. Running Rapids in Northampton East, count your fucking days.
What?
I'm suing. I got fucked up playing high school football.
Yeah,
obviously, y'all can tell something is seriously wrong with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weight gain.
That's a side effect of like, you know.
A concussion.
Nah, but
I had like 2 or 3 easily.
I had one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had one where that nigga laid my shit out.
Yeah.
Needless to say, he went D1 play for Duke. I don't know what he did after that. He might have died. Rest in peace.
Probably were getting fired.
But my thing is, as a football player, the beauty of the sport is that you almost have to be fearless. You understand that it's a violent game. Mm-hmm. It's aggressive in nature. It is what it is. It's a contact sport. You're going to get smacked. It is what it is. You're getting paid millions of dollars. Go fuck yourself, bro. Like, I'll be a practice dummy tomorrow for $150,000 a year.
Absolutely.
I
let Von Miller smack me. Easy.
I couldn't agree, bro.
What?
Especially after seeing like a few of them niggas take their lives, like, cause they just, that's how fucked their mind is. $150,000 ain't worth my life.
First of all, you can't convince me that Von Miller is going hard every play in practice.
don't know. Oh, you said practice. I'm talking about like in just.
Well, I'm saying 150,000 a year to be on the practice squad. Oh, you know what I mean?
You're not getting 150 grand on a practice squad. But anyway,
fold me up, goddamn.
Right, like a goddamn
long chair.
Yeah,
but nah, like I haven't seen like Julius Seau take his fucking life in front of his kids and his wife, shit like that.
Shit happens.
Like, damn,
they was all right.
They was like,
they got that bad.
But yeah. Nah, like, I
hopefully the insurance policy was.
It was, and I think they sued the NFL. But like, so take me for example, the two concussions I can remember. One of them, after I got the first one, I didn't want to play defense anymore.
Yeah, because you turned pussy pied.
Yeah, I did. I didn't want to hit nobody. I'll take this back. I'd rather go hit people than get hit.
You don't hit people on offense though. Like
I played. I was an offensive lineman.
Yeah, he was kick slide.
Nah, bro. We ran. Yeah, we ran
pulling guard. Nah, like,
we ran the ball. Like Lee had 500 yards rushing. Yeah. He was the quarterback.
Y'all ran wing T.
It had to be wing T or the Veer or some shit.
The wishbone, old school.
Oh, wishbone. Yeah.
So we had 5,000 yards rushing my senior. So it wasn't those kick slide. I was going
150 yards passing on the total season.
I think Lee had 500 yards passing. For the whole season, still really? Made all conference. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how trash that conference was. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So then the second one, I just so happened to got kneed in the head. I took one practice off, and I was back playing the next Friday.
That shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's
shit. For me, man, I love defense because just the fucking thrill, man. Like every goddamn play, I want to smack a nigga in the mouth, bro.
Yeah. I mean, like, I get it. It depends on what position you play. But like, I play linebacker, so going to hit people was a little more careless. You know what I mean?
You should have been a nose tackle.
She like, that's
the problem.
She like
you definitely a nose tackle.
She like me. I love the glory, so I played offense. I like to play running back and get them totes. Yeah, I did.
You want to make highlights.
Until like I said, when I got that first concussion, goddamn, it was like, okay. I can see clearly now.
That's why your head fucked up now.
That was the second time that made me say, okay.
Yeah, then, like, your head get, like, twisted or something.
Nah, I broke my shit.
Nigga, realigned your spine, nigga.
Oh, Paul.
I realigned a bitch, like, a couple weeks ago.
You realigned a bitch?
Yeah.
Wasn't you in a relationship a couple weeks ago?
I made that up, people, okay? I lie for this podcast.
No, but like...
I lie for this podcast, okay?
Do anything.
Do anything for clout.
No, but like, concussions is a serious part of the NFL. Not just NFL game, like the game of football in general. So like, you know, like I have a coworker. She, I tease with her all the time because she just had a baby boy. And I say, no. I just said, I was like, you know, you going to have your, you know, you going to let him play football? She was like, no, not at all. I'm like, why? If I was to have a son tomorrow, I'm going to have him playing football.
If he die, he die, right? Fucking
chill, man. Chill. Like, the thing is, like, you can't live in fear.
Yeah, literally. You can't pussify these kids.
Right.
Man.
Yeah, like, you could walk out the door tomorrow and... And
get hit with a straight book.
Yeah, or, you know.
Yeah.
Or life ain't problem.
Yeah, or if you, like Chad, you can eat that rib tonight and...
Have heartburn and collapse.
Yeah. Right, easily.
We get it. I'm going to fuck him up.
It'll be big, man. But, like, and we've seen a spike in, like, a lot of, like, young NFL players just quitting.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, they get a concussion. And, like, you know what? It's not worth it.
I agree with that. Like, that's my thing. Like, go in there for... You don't have to have a 10-15 year career, bro. Yeah.
No, not at
go
all.
Go in here, you know, you play 5-6 years, you make a little money, you do, you know, you invest,
Shout out, and you protect yourself. Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, man. Like, the American dream is $1 million, bro. I read a book that said once you can clear $1 million in a year... You have figured it out.
It makes sense. Like, think about Cam Chancellor. He played maybe, what, 7-8 years tops?
Yeah,
I don't think he was
on top of the game.
Yeah. He at one point, he was known as probably the most hard-hitting safety in the league at the time.
Yeah, at the time.
Made his money, signed a new contract, and dipped out.
I think he broke his damn neck, though.
Yeah, but at the same time, so... In that sense, he knew when to call it quits.
Yeah. I believe the league is doing the things that they can do in an aggressive by nature sport to kind of mitigate the chances of concussions happening.
Most definitely, because the game is way softer than it was like even 5 years
ago. Like, you'll probably never see another kick return, man. Like, this shit is stupid.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. Like, you can't smack a quarterback like back in the glory days, man, when quarterbacks was getting their head torn off. Like,
unless it's Cam Newton.
Yeah, Cam Newton.
Tom Brady.
You can't touch Tom Brady.
You touch them goddamn Uggs, it's over.
He got Uggs and the little cleat on.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah, the new shit's fire.
Speaking of bad.
She looked like Derrick White.
Derrick White?
No, like White you.
Like, well, look, speaking of bad bitches, so kind of like a relationship topic. You know, we always throw one of them in there.
That's the world we in. Like, yeah. You're what, 26? 26 and 30, that's all we doing now. Yeah. Relationships, fucking so like, bad bitches.
Yeah, so like making your girl better. I truly believe that in a relationship, you should bring something to the table that's going to energize and motivate your woman to want to do better and do better.
And to bring something to the table, her goddamn self.
Absolutely.
Like, we know a few.
What does bring something to the table mean?
It's not always financial.
Are we placing value?
No. It's not always financially. Okay. Because my thing is, if I'm not spiritual enough and my woman brings that to the table where it uplifts me, that's something that, you know, she's bringing to the table. But at the same time, I feel like as a man, it should be something that I'm bringing to the table as well that's uplifting her.
Right.
So I feel like it goes both ways. It just depends on, you know, you and your woman, you know.
Spirituality ain't going to pay the bills. I'm keeping it real.
I know he mean that, but like, no,
I'm keeping
that.
It real. Yeah. Like, yes, there needs
you
to be.
You don't believe in that.
There needs to be God. You know. There needs to be God in the relationship. It's absolutely imperative that you have God in your relationship. Absolutely. But at the end of the day, you bringing your faith in Jesus Christ to our relationship ain't gonna keep the damn lights on. I'm sorry. Like, I know God is a giving God, and you know He'll put things in place. Whatever. Yeah, y'all church folks.
I don't think that's what he. That was an example.
I get it. But
as men, like we've said before, we're forced to be providers in some way, even though bitches say they don't need anything, they independent, they don't need no man. But
you work at Target,
or every light in her car is on.
Like, exactly. Or
check engine.
Not even that, like
check tie.
Let's just say they live
on gas.
Let's just say they live on
transmission.
Yeah. Time belt.
You wonder why your bitch.
That's why you need a timer belt, bitch.
Fuck you. You wonder why your bitch forearm's so big. She ain't got no goddamn power steering for you.
Sitting
that goddamn turn, her goddamn car.
Hey, you ever seen a bitch get out of Beyond a Breath?
That's my
mother. Hey, look. No, but in all seriousness, yes, I do think, like, each person should be able to bring something. Yeah more than financial.
Right. But not even that. And
more than a fucking headache, too.
Yeah. Because, like I said, even though, like, your bitch might not need no money, but, like, let's just say you got a girl, right? Y'all live with y'all women pretty much. So let's just say you got a woman, she paying all her own bills, but that's it. She ain't got nothing else left. And then that's when daddy come along.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
I can dig that though, because
I'm sick of you and you, okay? You and you look stankin' ass. Like,
damn!
You gotta square up with
me. No, he been saying daddy this, daddy that lately. Like, I'm daddy, bro. You know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? So, like, you might not need me, but I want to be there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And the thing I love about that point that you made is, if I'm dating a female that before me and her got together, she was paying all of her own bills on her own, that shows me that, like, really, she don't need
you. She don't need me.
But she's with me because she loves me or whatnot. Or, like, she really don't need me, but, you know.
First of all, a couple of things. Three things for you, black.
It is.
Yeah. Any bitch that's with you, like, really love you. Now, let's start there. Two.
On game.
Your edge up. Three. You ain't got no edges. Like, what?
He ain't got nothing on MJ. We just saw MJ like 2 hours ago. MJ got a cowlick. I didn't know black people got counted.
You know what, man? Fuck MJ, man. We actually had like a meeting with corporate today trying to add MJ to the roster.
Yeah.
And then this nigga bailed on us tonight.
Just to hang with Delroy pussy.
Fuck Delroy.
Fuck Delroy.
Fuck nah. He cool.
Nah,
cool.
Yeah, I'm fine.
What's his name? DeLeon.
DeLeon.
Yeah, they named that nigga after a liquor.
This the white one.
This the loop, fella. But now, but in all seriousness, though, but like, you have to, as a man, you just have to have some. Damn, Lil Wayne. you have to be in a position where you can make your woman better. If you can't make your woman better, you don't need to be with that woman.
All right. So with that being said,
with that being said, but also she gotta like you said, she do have to bring something to the table.
Yeah.
She can't just be here expecting me to make her better, and she ain't got shit.
I'm a jump forward here a little bit because I've seen the itinerary for the show, right?
Uh-huh.
Would you prefer to be with an already established bitch? Or,
damn,
you don't mind settling for a whore with potential?
It's got to be a fine fucking line.
It is.
It's like you got to be.
But if you had to choose one or the other, what would it be?
I'll probably choose the potential.
I'm going with the established. We got a nigga right now that has chose a bitch as a result of foreseen potential, and it's
not working.
You have to bail him out of jail here soon.
Not only that, I think...
Who is we?
I got a phone call saying, hey, you need to call your man. He just plucked this hoe in the middle. He said he plucked this hoe in the middle of Bourbon Street, man, and snatched the chain. Like,
I ain't gonna lie. It means something to me. He is on his own. You hear me? Like, he was a little too far for me to get him out. But the reason I say potential...
I said that nigga Uber.
don't get me wrong. Potential is beautiful.
Potential is beautiful. I just feel like an established woman is already molded in the way, is already molded in somebody else's way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She's molded in, she's somebody else's bitch.
I'm going to kick it to you like this. For me, potential, that's, you kind of got to, with potential, if I'm going to choose a female because I see the potential in her, she also has to display to me some kind of ambition.
That's what I'm saying. It's
got to
be.
That's where the fine line is.
She got
the potential. But this bitch could be like worthless, like be a worthless piece of shit, and she don't know how much potential she has.
Right.
And you can't teach that, and that's the fine line I'm talking about.
That's correct. You want me to tell you what I think is funny, though? I think women go for men. I think women are able to see the potential in men more so than men
A woman 9 times out of 10 will choose a nigga that's already established.
Just hear me out. I feel like women go after men who they supposedly see potential in, because truth be told, women honestly feel like they can change niggas, and they really can't.
Right.
They can't. A nigga is going to be who he is unless he decides to change. And if he doesn't, then that's who he is. But I feel like men, we go after women that's already established. I know, at least I do, because I want a female that, shit, if I die tomorrow, God forbid, she can still carry on our family or whatever it is, right, and be good. Not saying that, you know, I'm not going to leave her with anything. But you know,
she fucked.
That's why. Like, no matter how much money I would ever make, I would never tell my woman you can be a stay at home mom. I would never tell my woman that.
I don't want a woman that wants to do that.
Okay, so pretty much the same thing.
Maybe I give you the option, but don't mean I don't want you to do it.
No, I would never
say it.
Yeah,
I would never suggest it.
If she suggested it, I'm gonna go against it, because my thing is,
You sorry, bitch.
Five, 10 years down the road, if things don't pan out, and now I done told you you can be a stay-at-home mom or whatever, now I'm paying alimony. You know, looking at it from that standpoint, and also looking at it from standpoint, if she ever do decide, okay.
You're going to pay alimony regardless, bro.
Oh, okay, well, even besides that fact, if she says, you know, well, babe, after 5, 10 years, I'm bored at the house. I want to go back into the career, into the workforce. Bitch, you've been out of work for 5 or 10 years. Like,
nobody's going to hire you.
Exactly.
And I'm splitting the Duke Energy light bill in two.
Like, you about to be working at Harris Teeter.
So that's
$100. Don't send me like $53 on
cash. That's why I say I would never tell my woman, like, yes, you could be a stay at home. Now, don't get me wrong. If she was to lose her job, you know what I mean? And she's having trouble finding another gig or whatnot. Yeah, I mean, do your thing, you know, whatever.
You gotta
go. Go back. Look,
the city of Durham and Raleigh give out them little neon vests.
This nigga crazy.
Hang out at the stoplight. That's the ambition I'm talking about. I want you to get up and go get it.
He said, "I want you to get up and go get it."
But it's so like,
I'm a hustler, man.
But you know, so I'm in a weird spot where, like, I'm established and I have potential.
I think all three of us are.
Yeah, so I just got out of a relationship where a woman pretty much told me she don't deserve me.
She didn't
deserve
me. And I hope she listening.
But no, I'm just being real. It's just like I'm an amazing man. And I guess she just didn't realize, like, this is what she gets. When she first got here, I don't think she expected me
what
to be
is it
me.
That she's gay?
Bro, I'm like, do you not see me? Do you not know me? You know me for what? A while now, 6, 7 years.
I mean, I've known you since 10.
Like,
good time frame.
What don't I have? Good dick. That's it. That's the only thing I know.
I think that's why it was like so cool.
Yeah,
I hand out a BDR with the quickness.
BDR,
their bad dick report.
They here are your strengths and weaknesses. Here's the opportunities.
I give
a whole SWOT analysis on my penis. Like,
I give at this age you get a B- tops, like, and then a lot of that B- is me and plus. Like, this was a great experience, but it's like Bonefish Grill. Great experience, food, and like, you know what I mean?
The ambiance is
there. The ambiance. But now, like, I have the potential to be better, but where I'm at is fine. And that's all of us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, thankfully, y'all have met women that have put up with y'all and they stuck with y'all.
And vice versa.
But yeah, like, women see the potential, but they also want something established. And that's where I feel like their dilemma is. They know what they want, but they don't know what they want.
They don't know what they want.
They don't know what they want.
We can go to Popeye's right now. And period. She was staring at me for three minutes. I'm like, shit, you knew
y'all
you were
broke
going to Popeye's just then.
Y'all broke up Great Jelly, bro?
It was honey.
Great,
right?
She wanted Great Honey. I'm like... What the fuck is a great punny?
What?
Say that shit from the concentrate.
That's what I had to toss their box of tennis right on 40.
Let's see what the streets think about it. What's going on, baby?
Great punny.
Women, like, rich, we don't know what we want either. We just know we want a bad bitch that put up with our shit.
Yeah.
And that's how simple we make it, but they make it a lot more complex.
Yeah. They get down to
and
details.
We nagging is, oh my God.
Let's talk about this for a second.
Yes.
Women don't understand how much nagging a man deteriorates the relationship, even if he doesn't respond with the same energy you're giving him.
Right.
Like, a man can come home from work, and as soon as he walk in, you know, you just start the bitching, you start the complaining. And a man is going to be like, you know what? All right, what are the issues? Let me try to fix them.
Right.
Let me make you happy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's just continuously dissing, like, that nigga at some point is not going to want to come straight home from work, because all he's thinking is, man, I'm about to go home and just, yeah. I don't know what it's going
to
be today.
He going to want to go to the good cruise. You know
what I mean? Right. Yeah, that breaks down.
It does, like, because I believe that all three of us deal with, in our jobs, we deal with some form or some level of customer service.
Yeah,
so with us dealing in that customer service realm, it's kind of like we deal with nagging at work all day. You know, whether it's from subordinates that work under us or whether it's from customers that deal with our company.
Subordinates. Yeah, that's a fine word.
Okay. Subordinate.
And you said it right. Like, yeah.
Chill.
Fuck that up.
So my thing is for us to deal with that shit for 8, 9, sometimes 10-hour shift. And then come home and have to hear about the shit that we didn't do or,
yeah. So,
you know, or whatever. Like, that shit gets old.
Not to get too personal, quick, man, but one day I just had, like, I had a breakdown where, like, I didn't cry. But I had a tough day at work, right? Mm-hmm. It was, one, it was the day my mom had died. Two, extremely, like, tough day at work. I'm arguing with insurance companies. I'm arguing with technicians. Like, I'm fucking frustrated, mm-hmm. right? I come home, and we're arguing about some stupid-ass shit. I said, look, at some point, my brain needs a fucking break.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is what you're going to do, I go get a hotel tonight, and we'll deal with this shit tomorrow. Because, bro, I felt like my head was about to
explode
because she's like yelling and you know and going off and I couldn't hear nothing, bro. Like my brain could not process a fucking thing that she was saying. And
right.
Like you gotta understand, man. Like when a man get off of work after a long ass day and come home, he don't wanna hear none of that shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he wanna hear about your day. He wanna know that you're happy to see him. Shit, fuck, suck his sweaty ass dick, like.
Like, don't suck my sweetie.
like on some real shit. Like, even with me, like I'm cool with my. I'm.
Yeah. You just want to taste your dick, huh?
Like, I don't eat first. Oh.
I ain't
lying. Nah, but like I'm cool with my woman asking me how my day was or whatnot. That's cool. But as far as like getting in depth of what I did during the day or what happened and stuff like that. Like, I don't care to talk about that after work because my thing is, like, I've been at work for 10 hours, you know, like, when I get home, I want to talk about some other shit, you know.
Facts.
What I mean? I want to get my mind off of work, you
facts.
Know what I mean? So,
about some happy shit.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, well, not crazy, but I think she has understood that at this point. So, like, we have an understanding. Like, we can feel each other's energy. I mean, I don't even have to see her when I walk in the door to know she's not in a good mood. Like, you can just feel, you can walk yeah. through and just cut the air with a butter knife. I know I go in, I say good evening, give her a kiss, and I leave her alone for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Let her get her timing. And she does the same for me. Like, if I come in and, you know, typically I'm a certain kind of way when I come home, and if I'm a little bit more on the downer side, like, she'll give me a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because chances are, it doesn't matter, like, what is said. A nigga that ain't feeling it, she can say dinner's in the microwave, and you'll be like, bitch, let me tell you something right.
Why does she in the oven? Yeah.
Put that bitch in the goddamn toaster. Like,
yeah. Hey, so, like, at what point? Never mind. I was going to bring domestic violence in it. I don't condone that. I promise. Not today.
Shit. I'm playing.
At what point do you put your hand? No, I'm playing.
Under no circumstances.
No, not today.
I mean,
none at all.
Man, listen. Hear me out. As tough as it gets when a woman put their hands on you, it ain't worth it, brother.
It's not.
It is.
My grandma said, if she put her hands on you, you hit the bitch back.
No bullshit. My great grandma
told all three of us that, matter of fact, that day.
You and I both know it's a lose-lose situation.
And it's a different area.
The DP charge can possibly cause you to lose your job.
Man, I don't like that motherfucking anyway. You know what I mean?
But, like, is it, like my great grandmother told me the same thing growing up. Cause I never forget. I got my, get beat. I, probably so.
And she
knows
she probably, got beat like, because he loved it. That's
how like, they
thought,
baby.
The consequences and repercussions weren't as heavy back then as they are now. Right. Like I never forget. Like I got my ass whooped when I was in the first grade by a bitch, and I came back and the thing that pissed me off was I had two cousins that was on the bus with me when the shit happened. One was a female and she was the same age as the bitch, and the other one was a male. He was older than us, so we come in the house and my great grandmother's like, "Boy, what the fuck happened to your face?" I tell her, so she like, "Look. Either you gonna go back out there and beat her, or I'm gonna beat you." And straight up, well, even before she even got to that, she beat me and my female cousin. She beat me because I let the bitch beat me up, and she beat my cousin for not getting involved in this shit or whatnot, right? So then she was like, "If you don't go back out there and fight that bitch, like I'm gonna beat you again."
I don't know how much details you remember of this fight, but
I never forget
it. The little girl. Like overpowering and beat you up, or did you like try to take the high road?
No, she was just like slapping and like scratching me and shit. Cause I had scratches on my face and shit. So instead of hitting her, I just balled up, you know what I mean? Try to like cover my face and shit. Real shit. But the sad part is it was a lose-lose situation. I did. It was a lose-lose situation because I went back outside. I fought the girl, and then my mom came and picked me up from my great grandmother's house. And my mom found out what happened. My mom found out that I went back out and fought the girl. My mama beat me when I got home, so it was like
your mama should have beat your great grandmother. Like she was like,
her grandma would have beat this shit.
Right, my mama ain't want this smoke.
I feel like Wendy got hands.
She do,
but let's be real.
But my great grandma, yeah.
But that's crazy though. Like it's almost like you was gonna get whooped regardless.
Regardless.
That's the point we're getting at. Like we're gonna lose regardless.
And that's when he just beat the bitch up from start. That's a double-edged sword. Yeah. Like you're not
absolutely.
I just say put in the sleeper hold and just.
My senior high school, a female copped back and just hit me with the right hook of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm. Kicked the bitch in the pussy.
All right, Donald Trump.
I did.
I
felt like that was the like least abrasive way to like. Hit
it
back.
You know what you should have did though? You should have, when you kicked in the pussy, you should have went to Stone Cold Stunner right then. Right?
That's all I'm gonna ask. Was it like a uppercut type kick or was it like a goddamn push kick?
I punked the bitch. I think she flew 5 feet.
So it was an uppercut kick.
Yeah.
Frozen pack of mixed vegetables.
You know what's really wrong with these bitches these days?
It's a lot.
It's the City Girls and Meg Thee Stallion. I'm telling you.
Hold on. First of all, I love the City Girls.
Black be twerking Period.
Nah, I fuck with you, man.
This nigga said JT ain't this thick.
Chill out.
You
didn't say that.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Oh, it's too good word, bro. Oh.
Put it on your beloved.
It do anything for clout.
I see. Put it on Blake.
You're not gonna disrespect my niece like that. I did not say that.
Yeah, you did. I think you just forgot what you did.
We drank a lot tonight, but you said that.
You made a reference like, JT ain't even this big.
Y'all niggas was a bad bitch.
You held your hand like this too, like.
I think all my male friends are bisexual.
I can see you.
Yeah, you for Drake.
He shook his head yes, people.
No.
We need a camera in here.
Yeah, I know. No, but...
And Justin, you fuck the baby. The nigga pause.
What's wrong with y'all, bro?
Shout out to my gay friends, NBC. Yeah.
NBC.
Yeah,
MSNBC.
Yeah,
Panera.
But nah, I fuck with it. Panera. Nah, but look.
But I just feel like the City Girls and Megan Thee Stallion are preaching a bad way for women to think.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah. I agree wholeheartedly.
But ain't Megan Thee Stallion in her whole relationship? What bro that look 50, but he like 23?
Lil Boosie.
No, he looked like Lil Boosie.
Go that black.
Moneybagg Yo. I think she's with Moneybagg Yo. And then the City Girls, John, that was talking about like fucking all summer 19. You know,
she just got knocked up.
Somebody nutted up.
Yeah. Crazy thing is, I fucks with Megan Thee Stallion because, you know, she about her education.
Yeah, yeah.
She got a degree, you know, ICDC college. Yeah. Like, I fucks with it, you know.
She went to Wake Tech.
Degree's a degree. As long as that motherfucker accredited.
Yeah, as long as it's
absolutely
better than Liz.
Yeah, that too.
No, it's not. But no, like, all they preaching is finessing niggas and period. Using words like period. like, the fuck? Like, hot girl summer. Like, a lot of y'all not hot girls. Y'all Ciroc bottles.
Like, not even that.
Y'all listen.
Yeah, Paul Masson bottles.
Yeah, y'all look like E&J.
Burnett. I saw like a pack of Bojangles honey mustard. Like...
Bull rounds. Shit like bull rounds.
Man, listen.
It was like eight fillets.
Tailgate special. Yeah.
Talking about City Girls, so bitch gone.
But I like one song by Megan Thee Stallion, and of course I got the baby on it, but that bitch said, send him a picture of somebody else's titties. Listen here, bitch. You better send me, I seen your titties. You better send me your titties. If it's somebody else's titties.
Like, she's not the cutest. Yeah. She's not the cutest.
She look like you with a bad body. In a good way.
I'm like,
oh Lord.
Are you what?
Big fine. Like
a big fine.
Yeah.
I mean, one day, never mind, man. I thought you was a watermelon one day. You had a green shirt on and you had your stretch marks out. And never mind.
Y'all fuck with light skin Keisha?
Who? You hang out with your girl too much. You really do hang out with your girl too much.
I just be on Pandora, bro.
No, you don't.
I just be on Pandora.
Don't be having
Black City Girls Radio.
Yeah, something like that. You can get snatched up.
Hey. See? Is he a twerker? Yeah. I don't think I've ever... They got other songs, right?
Is your man coming to give us that?
They did a feature for Drake.
Kiki, you love me. Yeah.
That was them on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like it. I just like your girl roommate.
Hey, Megan Thee Stallion did a motherfucking freestyle on the Sway.
Yeah, it was okay at best. Yeah.
I mean,
were you impressed? Were you?
It was more than what I expected.
Okay.
It's not like it was the hottest. It's not the hottest thing of 2019, but it was a lot more. Like, at first, I'm like,
women can't rap. Look him a bus.
Sex is shit.
Look him a bus. Cardi B is Foxy okay. Brown.
Yeah,
Whole time, though, Cardi B on I don't know what the name of the song was. But on DJ Khaled album.
This might be
Wish.
Her verse was way better than 21 Savage.
Like, Cardi hot. She is hot. That's what I'm saying. She is hot.
She actually won, like, Songwriter of the Year award. a little bit confused on that, but hey, kudos to her.
Kudos to her. I love her come up. I really do. But.
From Amnesia to.
Yeah. Amnesia? I think she was a
Nicki Minaj, Cardi B.
Pure gold.
Whoa.
Can we have that discussion?
You're saying like overall catalog?
Yeah, but that's because she probably got more music. But honestly, let's be real. Nicki in 2009 to like 2012.
Yeah, when she was doing that little crooked head music video shit.
Her bars is way crazier.
But to me, like right now, Nicki is in the same category as Wayne.
I knew you was going to say that.
Nobody wants to listen to Nicki.
Her bars were Wayne's bars.
Bro, but
they
you
had the exact same cadence.
Right, but bro, you fact. When Nicki last album came out, you came over, I created like this shit fine, hell. Like,
it's slap.
It's slap. But then she you brought me one song, that song she had with Foxy Brown. Foxy Brown ruined the goddamn song. Yeah. But Nicki came in that bitch going stupid. Crazy.
But like I just feel like right now, today, I don't want to listen to Nicki. Like, I listen to City Girls.
I listen to
Megan Thee Stallion. I listen to Trina.
You listen to Trina?
I listen to Foxy Brown.
Trina, City Girls is just Trina twice.
It is. Like, I listen to MC Light before I listen to like, the BET Awards. You know, like.
I want to say they got a show on BET now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hosted by B. Simone.
Salt and Pepper.
And Salt and Pepper is like that. Anyway.
Salt and Pepper's here. But, I just.
You need a Cardi album?
Another one?
Cardi, like y'all said before.
Cardi won a Grammy, didn't she?
Yeah.
Over Nipsey. Fuck
and,
that.
And how many do Nicki have?
She ain't got Grammys?
She ain't got not one.
You sure?
Nah,
she got a lot of
BET
awards.
Yeah.
Man, I can get a BET award.
You and Ryan T. But anyway, man.
Hey.
So, riddle me this, Batman.
Who the fuck is you talking to?
Whichever one of y'all. I just want to be Batman. But, like, why do it seem like, okay, of course, when you get in a relationship, you're supposed to be happy. Cool, yeah. That's a given. Supposed to be. But then you start seeing the change in folks. Like, you start seeing wider pictures being taken. Or, like, panoramic view?
Panoramic.
But niggas is getting wide, bro. And I'm realizing that the niggas that's wide are the niggas that's in relations.
Tony. Jared Brooks.
Juice Lemon now. Oh, Dub been wide, but he been wider.
Yeah, Jew losing weight, but I think that's for some other shit.
He in that sauna, huh?
Somebody said they were going on a call in the fire truck. Somebody said they was going on a call in the fire truck. And then the fire truck fucked around and started smoking. They had to get units out of Raleigh to go to Fayetteville.
Hey, look, I ain't fucking with y'all today. But not real shit. I looked at the picture of Rod from before he met Candace and Rodney Bridges. Like, my guy. Rodney. Yeah. What you thought that boy name was?
I don't know.
Roger.
Just Rod.
Rod got wide too. Well, actually, Rod, it's weird. Rod don't even get wide. He just go out this way. Like, Rod look like Santa Claus. You know what I mean? But now, and I've been the same size for 18 years, it feel like. So, I'm gonna stay single.
Yeah,
I don't want to be Tony.
I was looking at the picture of Tony. I was like, this nigga look like a batting cage.
Yeah. Like, Tony covered Chad up in the picture.
Yeah.
And that don't happen often.
No.
Like, it used to take me and two other niggas. I got wide shoulders.
I got two pair of gloves sitting right there on my couch.
I put them on when we went in the house.
What time is it? It's 4 a.m. Eastern.
4 a.m. We just getting started.
It's 4 a.m. Eastern Pacific Central Time.
Like, but my birthday, threw me a surprise party.
we can rumble, young man, rumble out
like that. Anyway, niggas, like, and not only niggas, hold up. Some of you women out here. Looking like a mug.
Y'all look happy, ladies.
No, y'all look like the pizza dough right before they toss it. That little slab. Like.
Call them out.
No. That's cancer. Ladies and gentlemen, this really might be our last.
Look.
I feel like y'all say shit each week to see if we can get fucked. Like,
who gonna cancel us? don't know. Well, the only thing they're gonna do is hashtag cancel. Always five. Yeah, don't listen. We still gonna record every week, they, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. Me too, man. Them bitches like
day two.
Me too. They cancel niggas.
Me too. This not funny. I'm sorry, but no. But people are getting wide, like, and like I said, it's just happy weight. Like I was saying earlier, not even trying to be funny because Chizzy is losing weight. Kudos to you. But Chad has put on about 100 pounds since we started living together. Since we started living together, we started living together 4 years ago.
You put on 100?
No,
you're close.
No,
bro. When you moved to Raleigh, you was probably I was 240. You was probably about.
You was like 310. I think that's where.
I think
that's where your calculation gets. No, like
310. 250. 250 is the heaviest I've been, and I'm 245 now.
I remember when like. You were bigger than Tony at one point.
I was never bigger than Tony.
At one point.
Tony always been a wide character. Tony's always been Tetris. Blocked up. You know what I mean? Like, but Tony's never been smaller than me.
They say Tony was built like a kitchen island.
Yeah. Tony built like that thing that hold the knives. Like that little shit over there.
So we went to a cookout to support Tony last weekend.
Yeah.
In Norfolk. And, you know, kudos to what he's doing. And
my brother's keeper.
What they're doing in the community. They have a group called My Brother's Keeper that, you know, community outreach, all that shit. A nigga said, why is Tony the fattest nigga in that game?
Y'all be happy. Tony not happy. Anyway, like I just kudos to y'all. Even you getting wild, bro.
He's
a dad now. Like he got that. Yeah.
That's why Blake be smiling like that.
Bro, I be trying to get rid of this dad, but
look, one
day
it's
easier.
There's a post floating around on Facebook saying bitches are actually more attracted to the dad bod than
yeah.
The six pack.
Bro, you see, I can get hoes, man. I don't get them, but I can. And I've been had a dad by. That's why they call me daddy. But no, listen though, serious business though.
Yeah, you make yourself.
Yeah, you do. So one day Derek came home. He was like, "Bro, you trying to hit the gym with me? I'm content being fat, bro." I'm content being fat, bro.
I thought he was gonna be like, "Nah, bro, I got something else to do." And that nigga said, "Nah, bro, I'm content with being fat." I was like. Okay.
Yeah, do your thing, bro. Do your thing, sis. Yeah, like, shit, if you want to, you know,
put a piece in that when you get back.
Like, if you want to start eating healthy, like, that's fine. We could try that for a week. But, nah, I ain't working out, baby.
I'll be fat.
Dick, just a little.
Bro, I just want to see my niggas around for an extended period of time. That's all it is, man.
I know, I get it. But, like, like I said, be happy, people.
No, you just want to come because you got PT test coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get the miles in.
Yeah, PT cruiser.
Yeah, I've been sleeping on this shit, too.
Look like a PT cruiser.
You a PT cruiser.
Yeah.
You an
Astro van.
Astro van?
Yeah. Goddamn RV.
Yeah, you a little mic truck.
Mic truck? What you mean? Man, look, man. Y'all niggas crazy.
I am tired as a motherfucker, man. Yeah. Like,
this is a bad idea.
It's 4 a.m. Like, what is niggas doing up at 4 a.m. in the morning?
You told us.
And I got church.
I got to work in the morning.
It's
all your fault, bro.
Jesus understands if you don't go.
Nah, I got to usher the bar.
What you could do it. No, you don't.
I'm on the usher board, bro.
You ain't never been on the usher board. You did have white gloves on. doing this on the corner.
trying to steal Snickers.
But no, chill. You better watch that shit on BET.
What was that?
Church.
Church.
Yeah, the mount. They live stream.
Peter
yeah.
Popo.
Man, rest in peace, man.
To who? don't kill nobody.
Yeah.
Not this week.
Yeah.
Let everybody live this week.
Man, but anyway. Nah, I gotta work. So whose idea was it to go out drinking before we did it?
Yours.
No, you. I'm fat and I don't want to set up the stuff for me, you know, so you can record.
No, it was your idea.
Oh. Man, hold up. Good news, people. My niggas finally in citizen. Hey, yeah. That's how we were celebrating. Yeah. I forgot kudos. Why we was celebrating. Shit.
Kudos.
He can vote now. So all that shit he talking, he got to back that shit up. Yeah, man. Facts. Like
what Trump's doing.
Great guy.
He's doing a very, very good job.
I just feel like, never mind.
That episode, what was it, South Park,
yeah. How you like my starting fight? Nah, fuck Donald Trump, rest in peace.
But the funniest part is when I was at the little ceremony shit, the cool little 30 minute program where a part of the program was a message from the president, right? And Donald Trump came up there talking and shit, and one of the things Donald Trump said was, "And we really want you here." And you can hear everybody like, the whole little security guard nigga like standing there with his pistol just a chuckling.
So nobody take that nigga serious, huh?
That's fucked up, man. Like the president of the country and like new niggas in your country. Like I'm not new because I've been a permanent resident for a very long time. But like there was niggas in there that don't even speak English. You know what I mean? Like they fresh off the boot. So
let me try the boot. Man, look, we don't even want your bitch here, Donald Trump. Oh yeah.
What's her name?
Ivanka.
Y'all remember that bitch stole Michelle Obama's whole speech?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Trifling bitch.
Yeah. I don't think she can read. That's her talk.
Yeah, I know a couple niggas can't read.
Derek can read sometimes. Like, look at him now. He got his thumb under the word. Like,
I just got to sound this shit out.
Anyway.
I can read, dude.
Anyway, man.
Look, so Chizzy, are we closing up or we not closing up?
I got to go home.
I'm trying. Let me. Damn, I had something this week, too.
Did you?
I did. And I was like, oh, that's going to be fire.
Oh, man.
You said the dick take dick shit already, right?
What? Yeah, so I said, man, she don't dictate shit. She take dick.
I might.
I got something for you.
I might. Gosh.
Are you Googling a quote?
No.
Man, I swear for God, you got something in my notes. Are you taking notes every week? Yeah. You serious about it? Oh, these bitches really do look like packs of honey mustard from Bojangles.
Oh, go ahead.
One of them got a thong on. Shit. No, you ain't got to do this. I thought one of them was
black.
Yo,
what the fuck, you found it?
Just pop shit, bro.
Fuck you.
Man, fuck y'all relationships. Good night.
Hey, you stopped already?
Yep. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, okay. If Adam gave up a rib, then mine better be prime.
Edit that out.
That's by far the dumbest shit. Good night.
Yeah,
good night for real this time.
Yeah,